This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order CDs and printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to tune in every Sunday on this station.
Did you ever make a list as to why you go to church on Sunday? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you that we have the privilege of gathering in our houses of worship to give praise to you and to realize what a blessing it is to go to church. We pray today that many others may make a decision that at least they want to go to church and investigate what this matter of Christianity is all about. Use this sermon in this way, for we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Friends in Christ, did you ever make a list as to why you go to church? I'd like to do that with you for a few minutes this morning in preparation for the great text that Jesus has given to us. Well, I go to church for one reason, primarily to fellowship with some of my closest friends. Do you? We have a lot of friends in our community and probably around the world. But are there any who are any closer, with whom we can share some of the most intricate things of life, than those whom we have met and meet regularly in church? That's one reason that I go, and I believe many others do too. Secondly, we might put on our list, we go to church to learn what's going on among the members of our congregation. We learn of the hurts of some that have taken place since last we met. A loved one has been hurt or killed, bad sickness, whatever it might be. and we want to know about that person so we can pray for him or her, or maybe even go and visit with them to help comfort them and to lift their burdens. Another one we pray for is that we may go and share our joys and our tribulations too, for we are not exempt. And sometimes when our heart is heavy, if we can find one of our friends in Christ who have assembled there with the many on a Sunday morning, we get great help. They understand, and they assure us that they will remember us before the throne of grace. On the other hand, if it's a joy, someone's going to get married, someone has just graduated from high school or college or wherever it might be, all the good things that come to our family, we want to share them too, because a part of the Christian faith is living that life of joy. Now, these are just three things that I would put on my list, and I'm sure you would have others. They are very important, but the basic reason for going to church should be to hear the Word of God. May I say that again? The basic reason for going to church is to hear the Word of God. We want to know what God has to say to us as individuals. What is there in that sermon that really I needed to hear today that sends me on my way feeling that the Lord has truly spoken to me? And then we can branch beyond ourselves to the congregation. What did he say to that congregation who is precious to us too? What does he want us to do? What is his will for our lives? That's the most basic thing that we can go to church each Sunday to do. I believe that in the text that we have, and we're going to come to it in just a moment, that the Lord has described very well to us the proclaimers of the Word. And then he has also described to us the receivers of the Word. We have as our proclaimers the musicians. Whether it be some of us who sit in a pew and we sing these great hymns in the choir, and I pray to God that the choir program in each one of our churches may be strengthened day in and day out, for it has brought many blessings to so many people. When the spoken word perhaps did not touch the heart, truly the choirs have been able to. For example, you hear the choir singing, "Beautiful Savior," or you sing it yourself. Now, we're going to play that in our program today. "Beautiful Savior, King of creation, Son of God and Son of man." Ending with these words, "Lord of the nation." You're the Lord of the nation. You're the Son of God, and you're the Son of Man. Glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forever more be thine. That's sending out the message that is found in the Word of God. Or we hear, "A mighty fortress is our God." And Luther, who wrote that tremendous hymn that has been sung now for hundreds of years all around the world, told us what our faith was all about. Believe me, they sang that in the church in Germany on the days when Hitler was trying to sweep it across his ism around the world. Where he comes out in this great hymn, and this is what he says at the very end. "What though they take this life, goods, honor, child, and wife, Their hatred still is vain. They have no lasting gain. We still possess the kingdom. The musicians telling us of that great, mighty fortress, the Lord Jesus himself. And then there is the one that is comparatively new. It's a few years old, but I love to hear it sung. It's known as There Is a Redeemer. And after they have sung all of these stanzas to that hymn, here is a refrain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son, leaving your Spirit till all the work on earth is done. Doesn't that minister to your soul? When a soloist stands there and sings these beautiful words, true to the scriptures, we are being ministered to. Then the word is read, perhaps by a layman, perhaps by the preacher himself, but we hear what God has to say to us. And then comes a sermon where we pray the preacher is expounding on the Word of God, not so much on his own thoughts and even his own theology that he might have found some other place, but rather on the Word of God. And the preacher says, what do I say to all of these people who are before me? And there are at least four different groups. There are those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God and a Savior of the world, and by the power of the Holy Spirit they have received him into their lives. But there are also the seekers, have not yet arrived at that place where they say, come, Lord Jesus, come into my life. And perhaps there are some who are not even that far, and they could be called the respecters. They have come because they know that there's something that's going on in that church service. People's lives are being changed. And I don't know if I want to have it happen to me, but I respect them. And then, of course, there are those with other motives who have come with no thought whatsoever of being part of Christ nor his church. But the preacher stands there in the pulpit with that marvelous opportunity to proclaim the Word of God in all of its truth and purity, that others may be brought to faith in Christ. There is a Sunday school teacher who gathers the little children from just little wee ones and tells them Jesus loves me, and goes right on to talk in the adult classes to those who are very old. Now, my friend, this is what our text is all about today. So let me turn you to the 13th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. And here you have the picture. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Verse 2. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parable. He said there was a farmer who went out to sow his seed. And as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the paths, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Others fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. And then Jesus says, he who has ears, let him hear. And the disciples said, why do you speak to people in parables? And then if you go down to verse 18, Jesus gives a running commentary of what he had said. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. Jesus is speaking now. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches it away, and that which is sown is no longer in his heart. In other words, there is no roots. They perhaps had never come to church before. Maybe you have some friends who are unchurched, and they're spending the weekend with you. And you say to them, well, as you well know, we go to church on Sunday, and we'd love to have you join us. Otherwise, you can be at home right here. No, they say, we'll go to church with you. And there the pastor is right on the ball, and he begins to talk to them about the sinfulness of the human being, but Christ coming into this world and suffering and dying as a payment for the sins of the world. And if they will but trust him, invite him into their hearts, they can be forgiven of all of their sins and free from that torment and guilt that comes to them. Now these people think, what is he talking about? We aren't sinners. What about this Jesus? The best I've ever heard of him was that he was a good man and a great teacher. And who knows about this life after death? Isn't it enough what we have right here? You see, there was no root. It had fallen right by the path. And Satan came and snatched it up and said, you don't want to have anything to do with that. But Jesus goes on and he says, some was found on the rocky soil. And these people received it with joy because they had a little bit of soil there. And it sprung up and all of a sudden you thought you had a convert. But then the week went by and the next week and there was nothing of the feeding done, no Bible reading during the week, no going to church the next Sunday, and it wasn't very long before it was no more. It had a big beginning. It probably had some emotions. The people might have gone around after that Sunday and said, I was converted. But truly, they weren't. They had heard, and their emotions were touched, and it sounded good, and they really wanted to have it. But down deep within, they didn't want to take the time to let him feed them. And then Jesus said, well, some fell among the thorns. And he describes this as the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth. Oh, there were so many things that had to be done. I have a job, and I've got to meet a deadline. And so with that job, I will go. No time, not even 10 minutes, to find a quiet place with your Bible and let God in his word talk to you. No time to pray, and it all comes in upon you. And those are the people where the seed has been planted and the cares of this world have choked it out. But then Jesus says, and this is the encouraging thing, the seed is planted on good soil. Each one of us have no people who are anxious to hear more and more and more of the word. And so there's not only the Sunday where the sermon is heard, but there is a Monday and a Wednesday and a Friday and the Tuesdays and the Thursdays and the Saturdays where God's word feeds your soul. Your life is being changed. You have a new mission. You have a new understanding of what life is all about. This is the opportunities that we have when we abide in that word. So that's a parable, and our Lord has a bit more to say to us. He says, there are a few things that I want you to remember. Each one of you has an up-to-date story to tell about the Word of God that has been planted in your life. Maybe you are a convinced Christian believer and you're growing and you know what it's all about. Others of you are seekers and you need today or some other day to finally say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I ask you into my life." And that means that I am more than anxious to spend some time with you every day. Maybe your update is that I am a seeker, or another one may say, not that far yet, but maybe I'm coming. I respect what I see. I respect what I see in my husband or my wife or my children. Then God is anxious to feed you. Turn to Him and don't let the seed go unnoticed. Maybe you've just come for some ulterior reason. He loves you too, and He would ask you to give Him your life. That's one thing that God wants you to get from this parable. We're all in it. Whether we are the believers or whether we are those who have no faith whatsoever, God, in that word that is being planted in your soul today, wants to bear good fruit. A second thing that He wants to know, and this is a good encouragement for those of us who are the planters, but it might also be a good encouragement for those of you who are just the receivers. It doesn't come overnight. The mighty oak was not formed from the acorn overnight. Let God's word abide in your heart. Feed it, meditate upon it, and see what can happen down the road. I think of that so often with some of our young people. Oh, they are so near. But then they walk away. But then they become parents. And then they become individuals who need to get along well as a husband and a wife and build a home for their children. Give Him time. His seed grows sometimes rather slowly, but abundantly when it does grow. And then the third one that comes from the book of Isaiah. I've often wondered where it says, "My word shall not return void." I have read some years ago, and I've read it now of late, what Matthew Henry said. I say, well, this word of God often does return void. No, Matthew Henry says, if it does not lead to salvation, that word will lead to damnation. You have heard and rejected it. If it does not soften the heart, it will harden the heart. One way or the other, it will not return void. That's what this great man of God said. Why did you come to church? Many reasons. But our prayer is to hear the word of God, and that God has spoken to you today as we have proclaimed its truth from the Bible. Amen.
Thank you.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May God's richest blessings be with you this week. Christian Crusaders invite you to make a donation in the name of a loved one who has passed away. This memorial gift is fully tax deductible, and it's a wonderful way to honor a family member or friend. Please call us for more information, or you may direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Christian Crusaders now offers a DVD video series of sermons, Basic Biblical Truths, by Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. This video series provides viewers with 5 uplifting Gospel Center messages. By simply calling our office, you can now put a face to the voice you hear each week on our program. If you would like a CD or printed copy of today's sermon, please write to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. You may also call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Or you can visit us on the web at christiancrusaders.org. Conducting today's service was our radio speaker, the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders is now in its 75th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.